coming to you live from the bug planted in your head. DJ Dan. You're listening to DJ Dan, shutting down the man.
Get your dialing fingers ready, Conspiracy Spies. It's time for the first installment of our brand new spanking series, Where's Alvar? Now, if you've been following the work of our dream girl, whistleblowing investigative whippersnapper Rachel Blake, who may or may not be the hacker Persephone, who in true Conspiracy Spy fashion literally shut down the Hansel Foundation website, then you know she's having a little bit of a problem. See, she's hitting a lot of dead ends, most of them circulating around the fact that she can't seem to locate the man with all the answers, the ringleader himself, Alvar Hanso. Tanya, where do you think Alvar Hanso is?
Standing right behind you?
What? Whoa! Right, almost gave me a heart attack, Tanya. See, I got one of those actual-sized cardboard cutouts of Hanso standing right back there in the corner. Printed it from that Narvik photo, and Tanya knows I have a bad memory. Anyway, back to topic. I wanted to help Rachel find Hanso. So I thought to myself, Self, you've got a worldwide network of eager conspiracy spies, and most of them have two very curious eyes. So I've decided to put those eyeballs to use, conspiracy spies. Have you seen Alvar Hanso? Have you had a run-in with the man himself? Then give us a call. First caller. Brad from Michiana.
Michiana.
Yeah, whatever. Where the hell is Michiana?
Southwest Michigan, Northwest Indiana. We're sparsely populated.
And I can see why. Bradley, where's Alvar?
I'm pretty sure I saw him at a Mr. Cluck's. He was eating a family bucket, like, all by himself.
Breasts or legs and thighs?
I think it was legs and thighs.
Shut down! Billionaires do not eat legs and thighs. It's a fact. Look it up. Andrew from the San Fernando Valley. Like, totally, Andrew. Where's Alvar?
Dan, I was visiting a friend at the Santa Rosa Hospital for the Mentally Ill, and I could swear I saw a guy that looked just like Hanso talking with the doctors.
Intriguing. We know these guys are into the mentally ill. When was this, Andrew?
About 2 months ago.
2 months ago. Shut down! Useful information only, people. Come on. Lindsay from NYC, you're on, baby.
Hey, Dan. I was doing a photo shoot of a soccer stadium in L.A., and I swear, Hanso was running a tour de stade.
And what in the holy heck fires a tour de stade, Lindsay?
Where you run up and down all the stairs in a stadium.
Shut down! Recent estimates put Hanso at somewhere near 112 years old. I don't care what kind of life extension drugs they're pumping into the old boy. Hey, I couldn't run a tour de stade when I was 20, okay?
I think that might be more of an individual problem, DJ Dan.
Tanya, don't make me come into the producer's booth.
Ha, if we had a producer's booth.
Yeah, okay, sorry about that. Steve from Florida, where's Alvar?
Hey, DJ Dan. Awesome.
Well, I know that. Where's Alvar?
I know for a fact he was taking applications at an army recruiting office in Tallahassee.
Shut down! Everybody knows there ain't nothing but strip clubs and waffle joints in Tallahassee. And Hanso doesn't strike me as a desperate man. Tony from San Fran, where's Alvar?
I'm pretty sure I saw him in a hot air balloon.
Okay, that's a billionaire sport. Tell me, Tony, where were you at the time?
In a hot air balloon.
Shut down! Speaking of hot air, okay, lightning round. Just name the location. Nat from Raleigh, go! American or Canadian side?
Canadian.
Shut down! Kevin from Des Moines, where's Alvar?
I'm pretty sure I saw him at a diner last night, a few miles from here.
Populated or unpopulated road?
Unpopulated.
Tanya, take down the info. Don from Athens, Georgia or Greece?
Greece, by way of Georgia.
Okay, now I'm really confused. Where's Alvar?
I heard from a friend he went to a faith healer at Ayers Rock in Australia.
On the fence with that, don't know, gonna have to go with... Shut down! Hanso is the man, and the man ain't vibing with the faith healers. Okay! Last call before the break, Nikolai from Philly. Where's Alvar?
Hi, DJ Dan. I'm a frequent traveler, and more than once in the VIP lounge of Oceanic Air, I've seen old European gentlemen, absolutely fitting Hanso's description, always with drink in hand.
And this alleged drink of yours, what was it?
Looked like he drinks Manhattan.
Shut down! Now, if you'd have said mineral water, I would have bit. Well, folks, our journey today was most likely fruitless, but keep those peepers peeled. And tune in 2 weeks from now for another edition of Where's... Whoa! Tanya, help me get her to this cardboard cutout. Come on, let's get it out of here. It's freaking me out.
You're listening to DJ Dan, shutting down the man.
We're here talking to Bounce, bobblehead authority on keeping it moving. Hey, yo, so Bounce, what's been rocking you lately? Oh, right, the new Jeep Compass. Get out, an MP3 input and flip down rear lift gate speakers and an available 458-watt Boston acoustic stereo. Oh, that's cool. Freedom Drive, one full-time four-wheel drive. Nice.
The totally new Jeep Compass, starting at just $15,985. Freedom in a whole new dimension. Jeep is a registered trademark of Daimler Chrysler.